You said the scientists think that the Big Bang was the universe says that the universe has a beginning. It says the opposite of that.
No, I said that scientifically, currently, science does not say that time began at the Big Bang.
Agree, says the universe began. So what we're talking about currently, what evidence do we observe that scientists agree says the universe began? Evolution are you talking about?
Organisms.
Yeah,
the
so
the evolution of life on this planet.
Yeah, I understand that evolution is a fact. I'm asking you, what evolution do you think is a fact?
I just answered the question.
So what is evolution? Tell me what evolution is.
It seems like you have a list of different evolutions and you're asking me to pick from your buffet of evolution,
but I did
what I could to answer your question, but now I don't know. What did you mean by that? What are the different evolutions you think there are?
So there's macroevolution and there's microevolution.
No, there's no such thing as macroevolution. What are you talking about?
Oh, W blunder. What do you mean?
So I asked you the question, what are you talking about? So you don't get to say, what do I mean? What are you talking about? Macroevolution?
So macroevolution, one kind becoming another, is not observed. Fish becoming amphibians, apes becoming humans. That's an inference.
That would disprove evolution if that happened. That would prove Pokemon or perhaps Digimon.
Oh, so you believe in microevolution, small changes within the kind.
Yeah.
So dogs becoming different breeds.
No, over the course of time, what you start with is completely different from what you end with. So you agree that microevolution happens. What happens when you have, let's just say, a million consecutive microevolutions? The thing at the end of that process is guaranteed to be the exact same species as the thing at the beginning of the process?
Well, basically what I'm
cooked.
Telling you
Anyways,
is
that, what do you want to talk about next?
You're not letting me finish. Why are you saying I got cooked?
No, it's not that I didn't let you finish. You didn't even start. You waited 5 to 7 business days, and then you started saying something. So your talking point is broken. We can still talk about evolution, but we're done with the micro-macro thing. Macroevolution is Pokemon. Evolutionary biology doesn't work the way that Pokemon worked.
Okay. So you disagree with me? Okay.
Well, no, probably not.
Yes,
and
that's like, honestly, bro,
you don't really have a position.
You don't even know.
You don't really have a position to disagree with.
I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
Because when I proved that the logic of microevolution still produces what you think macroevolution is, you got really insecure and you shut your mouth. So we can get away from micro macro. No, yeah, you did.
No, I did not.
Okay.
If macroevolution is a fact, we should be able to observe it.
Observe what? What would you specifically think we would observe?
So what we see in the fossil record are distinct kinds appearing suddenly, staying relatively
unchanged. No, we don't see that. You cannot see something appear suddenly in the fossil record. The fossil record represents things that are dead. There's no happening of things in the fossil record.
Yes, I just now said fossil record are distinct kinds appearing suddenly.
No, it doesn't do that. Fossils can't record the appearance of anything. They are the remains of dead things from the past. This is like, okay, let me ask you a question. If we were to go digging in some ancient part of the world and we found the foundation of a building, does that mean we found how the building was suddenly built and was not built brick by brick? The entire building was all at once miraculously put in place? Is that what that means?
Basically, all you're doing right now is just agreeing.
Yeah, this is a yes or no question. Is that what that means?
You are agreeing with microevolution.
Nope. So this is a yes or no question. Is that what that means?
I heard you say something about a brick by brick building. What were you saying?
If we did some excavations in an ancient part of the world and we found like an entire building that was buried under the ground, does that mean that we proved that that building was put together all at once, the entire thing? It was not built brick by brick.
So if we find a collapsed building.
Fucking A. Yep, keep going. You can do it.
Okay, if we find a collapsed building and then we discover the collapsed building, can we prove that it was a building?
This guy's name is not this guy's name is not Thomas. He cannot do it. Or wait, no, the little engine that could didn't even have a name, right? So anyways, no, when you find a fossil, like what's on my t-shirt, that doesn't prove that the organism very suddenly got there. Way less than 1% of all the organisms that have ever existed turn into fossils. So because when you find a fossil, that doesn't prove that that organism suddenly appeared. This is the, here, we could do an equivalent thing. If we go to a graveyard and we dig up a body, does that prove that that body of that person was never an infant? Because we find the bones fully intact and there it's an adult in that cemetery. Therefore, the person we found was never a child. No, that doesn't mean that. There's no process that you discover when you find an individual fossil. But with the fossil record, I didn't mute you. I don't know if you're doing that out of politeness, just for the record, just making that, just stating that. But what the fossil record does incontrovertibly show is that the most ancient fossils are of things that don't exist anymore. And then we have all these in-between phases. But organisms come about through reproduction, which means that over the course of history of life on Earth, through reproduction, the organisms on this planet have changed into other organisms, including the ones you see today.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is that macroevolution is observable and it's science, but actually microevolution...
There's no such thing as macroevolution. We went over that already.
You just now said that different creatures become different things over time.
Yep. Step one, if you compare the 1 millionth step to the first step, the thing at the millionth step is different from the first thing. The steps in between are all indistinguishable, but as you acknowledged, microevolution happens at every step.
Well, I understand.
But every microevolution, but those microevolutions accumulate. So when you have a million of them, you can't change something a million times and have it remain the same thing. That shit ain't happened, fam.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. So, okay. I actually don't need to deny most of what you said. So finding a single fossil doesn't prove sudden appearance. I agree with
I know
that.
Finding millions of fossils like we have. Uh-huh. Well, you said sudden appearance. So
yeah.
I thought you were going to say something else. Never mind.
No, yeah. So yeah, I agree. And yes, organisms can change over time. Yes. So, but none of that answers the real question I'm raising. So even if I grant common ancestry gradual change in the fossil record, it doesn't explain how life came from non-life, where the information...
That wasn't your question. But that has nothing to do with whether or not evolution is true. If aliens magically created the first cell and placed it on Earth billions of years ago, evolution would still be true. If God did it, evolution would still be true. Fuck, if we lived in a simulation, evolution would still be true. It would just happen to be that the whole process of it all happening is just something that's occurring in the simulation. We don't know it's a simulation, but we still experience it. So it would literally still be true even in that case.
Okay, I understand. So yeah, well, I guess what you're basically trying to say here is that we don't know whether or not there were always a certain type of creature. It could have just been that over time, all these creatures came to be, right? Not just a sudden appearance?
I'm not 100% sure what you mean by that. All the data we have shows that life started off simple and then has gradually gained complexity and species have changed over time. And whole groups of organisms have appeared. There was a time when there were no birds. Now there's lots of birds. There was a time when there were no primates. Now there's lots of primates, for example.
Okay, I just want to ask one question. Do you believe that apes become humans?
Well, humans are apes. A human is a type of ape.
Okay, so now I understand. Okay, so now I understand that you are currently appealing to macroevolution and you are currently arguing against it.
What? Nope, macroevolution is not a thing that happens.
Macroevolution is evolution.
We already went over this, so we're not going to go over it again. It will not bother me if you walk away from this pretending like you won the point about macroevolution. It doesn't bother me if you even pretend that, because I just don't care. It's incorrect. I'm not insecure about what I think, so it doesn't bother me when other people think differently. I mean, sometimes it does. But so humans are a type of ape. Is there anything else about that you want to ask or whatever?
Yeah, so that's basically, you know, was just me, you know, trying to understand whether or not you do think that humans come from apes. So now I understand.
Well, we are apes.
I understand what type of evolution that you're looking at the world through. So macroevolution?
No,
macroevolution. Macroevolution.
I don't believe in macroevolution. I've told you that many times.
Macroevolution is the claim that one kind turns into a completely different kind over millions of years. Fish becoming amphibians, apes becoming humans. That is not absurd. Yes.
Nope. Fish don't become amphibians. That's Pokemon.
Okay, but apes become humans, right?
Humans still are apes. So we didn't. The ape didn't turn into anything else. An ape turned into an ape. Now, there are new species of apes called humans.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Think of it like language. You and I are both speaking English. If you and I teleported through time back 1,000 years ago and went to England where they speak English, we actually wouldn't be able to talk to anybody. The words they would be speaking would be so different that we wouldn't be able to understand them and they wouldn't be able to understand us.
Now,
is it the case that one day some people speaking Old English had a baby and that baby was like, for real, cuh, on God. And then they were like, what is this thing saying? I have no idea. No, it changes microscopically generation after generation.
Well, yeah, I know.
But when you skip. So languages don't macro evolve either. It's not the case that one day you give birth and the entire lexicon is changed. Nope. And it's not the case that one day a turtle queefs out of its cloaca a completely different.
Well, let's just throw away the word macro, Mike. Let's just say, does revolution require new genetic information to appear? Information that wasn't there before. We've never observed that. Mutations don't create new complex information.
We observe that all the time.
They mostly destroy or shuffle what's already there.
That's literally false.
Okay, it is. According to who?
According to, well, if you buy my new book, More Rational Answers to More Stupid Questions. No, but in all seriousness, I do have research in here.
What page is it talking about evolution?
On quite a lot of the pages, but there are these things called de novo mutations. I mean, I can get the actual page number here real quick.
Over time... evolution requires new genetic information to appear, information that wasn't there before. We've never observed that mutations don't create new complex information. They mostly destroy or shuffle what's already there.
Yeah, you can say that, but it's literally false. And you seem to have shifted the goalpost on your claim as you're making it because you said
microevolution is observed and it's science. So I don't know how you're disagreeing with science right now. You know that, right?
No, we got to do one subject at a time, dude. So you said every time a mutation happens, it destroys or removes information. And then you also said usually at the same time. No, this is not true. We know of many different examples of what are called de novo genes that come about that the organism did not possess before. And now they possess these new traits. So that's
that wasn't there before, right?
Yeah, new information, a new trait.
Exactly. That's what I just said.
No, you didn't. You said it destroys.
No, I said it requires new genetic information to appear, information that wasn't there before. We've never observed that. Mutations don't create new complex information. They mostly destroy your stuff that was already there. That's what I just said.
And then what I just said is we have examples where we have seen that happen.
Like where?
So, for example, you ever heard of CG32690? That's a great one.
I've heard of people going out with their family and it, you know, obviously leads to genetic failure.
Anyways, we know of many genes. It's been documented in fruit flies. It's been documented in fish where new genes that these animals didn't have before appear. Nylon digesting bacteria, that's another example. You can shift the goalpost on the nylon digesting bacteria in a pretty dishonest way, but no, like there's a type of Antarctic, well, it's either Arctic or Antarctic, I don't remember, but there's a type of fish that lives in the cold water where they spontaneously evolved the ability to produce their own antifreeze. It's actually happened two different ways. One through a brand new gene, and the other time they took a pre-existing gene that was to make a pancreatic enzyme, and then they changed it so it no longer produces a pancreatic enzyme, it produces antifreeze. So that's brand new information, a completely different trait that did not pre-exist.
So do fish evolve into frogs? Do they evolve into like stuff like that or no?
So this is the proper way to think about it. Okay. Actually, I don't want to use the language analogy because that's kind of always how it goes, but I'll do it differently. The ancestors, one of the ancestors of you and I was a fish, because you go back, my parents were humans. And their parents were humans, and so were their parents and their parents' parents and blah, blah, blah. But as you go farther and farther back, those gradual changes, when you start at one step and then skip 100,000 steps or whatever, you may be looking at something different. So yes, one of our ancestors is a fish or whatever. That doesn't mean that fish turned into humans. There are countless transitions.
I know what evolved means, okay?
No, you don't.
I don't think that you do.
Okay. Again, I don't care what you think, so.
Well, okay, listen, I'm not pretending. Okay, listen, I agree organisms adapt and change. That's not the issue. The question is whether those small changes can account for fundamentally new biological information, entirely new body plans.
Yes, we know of examples of that happening. We also know that genes get duplicated, and duplicated genes can get modified.
Duplicated genes can get modified. So let's say like an ape had sex with another ape. Does that mean that, you know, the other ape can be genetically superior?
That was such an incredible non sequitur that I literally never do this.
Over time.
That we're just not even going to discuss it. And I never do that.
Makes no sense, does it?
Such a yes, what you said made no sense. You don't understand this topic.
Well, okay, that's honestly very, 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 very unjustified. But you literally are the person who can even tell me
name
the difference between macro and micro
evolution. Name one book about evolution.
Science as a consensus. I have surveys of what science agrees on as a consensus.
Name one book about evolution. Science.
Do you want surveys that science as a consensus agrees on when it comes to science?
I'm asking.
Name one survey.
So
name one survey that science agreed on.
The topic is, do you know anything about anything about this topic?
What is our current model?
Okay, I can't get my words out. What we're actually discussing is whether or not you know anything about this topic. I said no. You said that's grossly misinformed or something like that. So here's where you can demonstrate that you know anything about this topic at all. Name one book about evolution. Name one book. Creationists hate this one trick. Name one book.
Yeah, so I've already told you that.
Okay, you don't know a single book about evolution. What do you want to talk about next?
Oh, I was muted. So yeah, I don't think that a book really matters when you have science at the palm of your hands as a consensus to figure out whatever you're trying to figure out. You're going based off of old knowledge. I'm going based off the most recent studies. So what are you talking about?
I don't know, dude. When I wrote these two books that are about evolution, or a large part of them is about evolution, I cited way over 100 studies, and I think three in total were from before the 2000s. I'm pretty up to date on my information. What do you want to talk about next? It can be evolution still, but we're just...
So yeah, I just want to make sure that you do realize that, you know, science does talk about evolution still, right? And there are new surveys and there are new things of what the majority of participants agree on. And obviously books can't be the most credible thing, because obviously we have a phone in the palm of our hands.
Stop coming up with excuses for why
we don't need books.
For why you don't need to learn anything. Okay.
We don't need books.
I get that you're really insecure and you don't know anything. Stop coming up with excuses for how it's not really that big of a deal. It is. No, if you're going to go around claiming that you are well-informed and thinking that you know enough about a topic that scientists don't think is true, but some random jabroni thinks it's false. Like,
science, first of all,
you think you're uber special and you're not. But you never realized you weren't until I asked you if you can name one book, and you can't.
I could.
So now you're coming up with excuses.
I could.
I don't care. It's not interesting. What do you want to talk about?
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about something else. But I first of all want to say that science doesn't actually say anything. They interpret data and come to conclusions based off the data. They don't absolutely say anything to be absolute certainty for, like, actually being true. You know that, right?
What do you want to talk about?
Okay, so let's talk about creation equals fiction. What do you mean by that?
The universe is not 6,000 years old.
Stupid
as thinking the Earth is
flat. Yeah, the Bible. I'm not an old creationist, old Earth creationist. Okay,
I understand that the Bible doesn't require me to think that the Earth or the universe is 6,000 years old.
But you just said you're not an old Earth creationist. Did you mean young?
Well, I'm not a new Earth creationist, my bad.
Okay. Yep. Bye. Happens. Okay. Well, we don't have to debate that. There's really no point. I mean, the Bible does pretty clearly say that it's only a few thousand years old, but.
Okay, but where?
The very first chapter. Well, you'd have to add up a bunch of stuff to get to it, but the timeline of history on Earth, according to the Bible, essentially begins with Adam existing, and then you can add up all the generations, and then however old Adam is, add 5 more days to that. That's how old the Earth is.
However old Adam is, add 5 more days to that. Okay, so yeah, a lot of people think the Bible says the Earth is a few thousand years old, but does it actually say that? So let me explain. So the Bible doesn't give a date. Here's something important. The Bible never actually says the Earth is 6,000 years old. That number comes from adding up genealogies in Genesis and doing math. No, but those genealogies weren't written to give a precise chronology, okay? So the thing here is, in ancient times, genealogies weren't always complete. No, they weren't always complete. They often skipped generations to highlight important people. For example, Matthew's genealogy was 14, 14, 14. He did not do that by accident. He did that by design. So Matthew's genealogy of Jesus skips several kings. So when you add up the years in Genesis, you are assuming there are no gaps. But we know from comparing other genealogies in the Bible that gaps exist. So the Genesis 1 is not a modern science book textbook. So it's ancient theological narrative. It was written to answer questions like, who made the world? Or is it good? Who are we? What is our relationship to God? It wasn't written to answer how old is the earth, or how exactly did God create? That's not the genre. I mean, so reading it as a science text misses the point.
If you're going to say that Genesis 1 isn't true, then I'm going to say Genesis 1 through Revelation is all untrue there.
No, all I just now said was that ancient genealogies actually skip generations, so it wouldn't actually logically follow for you to come to a conclusion based off of the genealogies because they often skip generations.
That's fine. The entire book is false. None of the things in the book ever actually happened. I'm fine.
Can we justify that? Okay, we'll get into the argument now. So basically, we can talk about why do I think God is real, right?
Oh, if you want to, then fine. If that's what you want to talk about, then that's fine.
Well, creation would have to do with God. So I guess we're going to have to get into the conversation of why I think God exists. If we're going to talk about creation not being fiction, because I'm going to assume that you think that the universe is eternal.
No, I think Spanky created the universe.
Spanky?
Yeah.
I have a little cousin named Spanky. He has a cross eye.
That's kind of gross, but whatever.
Damn, bro. You're talking about a five-year-old kid like that? Crazy.
Yeah.
I'm lying. I don't actually have a little cousin named Spanky. I lied. I actually do.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways. So, yeah. Let's talk about, do you think the universe is eternal? Do you have reason to believe it is?
I have no idea.
Okay. Do you have reason to believe it is or no?
There are scientific models that can demonstrate.
What is the
that
current model of our universe?
The Big Bang isn't a model of the universe.
No, the Big Bang is the standard model. I'm asking you, what is the current model of our universe?
I don't know what you even mean by that.
So, the current model of our universe is the CMB lambda. Do you know what that is?
CMB,
have you ever heard of?
Yeah, CMB lambda. Yeah,
that's our current.
The current up-to-date Big Bang model plus.
It's not a model for the
Echo.
Big Bang.
Yes, it is. It's an updated model for Big Bang that includes. I think it just includes dark matter and dark energy. You muted yourself. Yeah, I get really bad echoey feedback whenever I'm talking through your end. So I don't know if there's anything you can do about that, but. And 27 minutes is probably too long for me to have waited to said that, but whatever, I said it.
I've kept it. I know that I have an echo. I've kept it under control. You don't have to worry about it having, if you're like worried about recording this, don't worry. It will sound good.
Okay.
So first let's get into, what we mean by, God. And by belief. So because if by God we mean a necessary eternal being, the foundation of reality, then the question isn't really why should I believe, it's what best explains reality, right?
Proposing necessity doesn't explain anything.
So yeah, what does necessary mean?
It means that it has to exist, can't not exist.
Okay, good.
Or be the case.
I'm so happy that you.
There's no explanatory power there. It's the end of any kind of explanation, and it offers no ability to account for any data except post hoc. But post hoc data or post hoc rationalization doesn't contribute in any way to knowledge at all.
Does science contribute to knowledge? Okay, so let's use science then. So my argument would be that P1, everything that begins to exist has a cause. P2, the universe began, conclusion, therefore the universe has a cause.
You don't believe in your own argument. P1 is false according to you. So we're just done there.
No, I know that everything that begins to exist has a cause.
Oh, so God doesn't begin to exist, therefore God doesn't have a cause?
So that's how, yeah, so God that's does not begin to exist, yeah. I think you misworded what I was saying.
Yeah, the universe never began to exist there.
Okay, so what are you saying? Science doesn't say it began?
No.
Well, science does say that.
The Big Bang is not a description of where the universe came from Or how
so actually, technically speaking here, science doesn't literally say anything. Scientists interpret data, but many scientists say the universe began because of the evidence we observe. What is the evidence we observe?
You're asking me what?
So yeah, scientists interpret data, but many scientists say the universe began because of the evidence we observe.
I just feel like you have a list of bullet points in front of you.
Well, technically, I will admit to you that I do have notes on most things that I talk about because I don't want to be too lost. And you know what I'm saying? I keep notes. I keep up with my thoughts. I don't really think that's a problem.
That's fine. So, our observable universe, appears to have a beginning point, but that's not the same thing as the beginning of the universe. And you can have an eternal universe and Big Bang cosmology at the same time.
Well, scientists say the universe began because of the evidence we observe. And if you want the evidence, let me know and I will tell you. Really. And then you can critique this evidence. So first, it would be the expansion of the universe. Second, the second law of thermodynamics. And third, models based on general relativity break down when you go far back enough. So second law of thermodynamics, entropy equals increasing disorder. The universe is running down. If it had existed forever, it should already be at maximum entropy. But it's not, which suggests a finite past, okay?
General relativity.
Let's talk about the second one.
General relativity, basically.
Let's talk about the second law of thermodynamics. Why are you skipping from what I just said? Why are you going to relativity?
You brought up general relativity.
I just explained what my three
were. Wait till you're done talking, and then I'm going to say the exact same thing again.
I explained what my three were, and then I told you I wanted to talk about two, so let's talk about two.
General relativity essentially necessitates B theory of time. There's no beginning or end with B theory of time.
Well, yeah, like I said, models based on general
relativity. Well, then science doesn't say that the universe has a beginning.
When you go far back enough.
There's no beginning of time with B theory, which is a consequence.
I know what B theory is. I know what B theory is.
Then why did you say that the scientific evidence proves that the universe has a beginning?
Yeah, listen, an infinite regress doesn't solve. B3 doesn't solve.
There's no infinite regress because time is.
B3 doesn't solve.
Time is a dimension.
Infinite regress problem.
Time is. It means that there is no infinite regress problem. Time is a dimension of space.
No, you are a B. Infinite regress B theorist. B theory does not solve infinite regress. It's just a simple cop out.
Okie doke.
So I'm just like confused on how B theory would solve the infinite regress problem.
Because moments of time are an illusion.
Moments of time are an illusion. So you're saying like it's just like made up, like there is no actual now, there is no actual past.
Correct.
Or future.
There is no objective now. All moments of time are
equally real.
Universe and time is a dimension of that universe.
Moments
are equally real.
I would say that past and future doesn't exist, but I would say that now exists. Would you agree?
So I don't consider myself somebody that is firmly committed and actually believes like in B theory or whatever. So am I, do I believe in presentism or do I believe in absolute relativity or whatever? I don't really take a strong position on either one of them. I'm not a trained physicist. I'm not bringing these things up to prove that God doesn't exist or to prove that what your claims are false. It's just that people say, well, it's either this or that. And science says it's this thing that has all these problems, but God solves them. I'm just here to tell you, no, it doesn't have the problems you think it does.
Okay. So basically what I'm asking you, at the end of the day, it's not about what we believe. It's what best explains the truth. So what would you say best explains reality?
Explains reality? Naturalism.
Yeah, what is reality ultimately grounded in your worldview?
The universe, a necessary universe.
I thought that you said that you don't think that the universe is eternal.
I never said that. I don't, there's no problem with an eternal universe, but I don't sit here around being like, well, if I don't believe it's eternal, then my whole life,
we've been talking about what that problem is for the past 5 minutes.
Yeah, and?
For you to say that there is no problem would show that you obviously haven't been following.
Oh, boy. Okay. Do you taste metal? Oh. Oh, chat, the irony. Oh, it's in the air. Ugh. I don't have anything to drink either. Ugh.
Okay, well, yeah, just what I'm saying is what best explains, you know, reality? Do you think that something can come from nothing?
No.
Okay, so you believe in causality?
Sure.
Okay, so you believe that something that begins to exist has the cause, and okay. So all I have
good
to
thing
do
the
is
universe never began existing. Whew.
Yeah. All I have to do is convince you that it logically follows that it does.
That's not an explanation.
It's not an explanation. It's just me pointing out what I have.
So you can't explain reality because by your own admission, you don't even have an explanation.
No, okay? I do. I mean, we're getting to
that.
No,
you don't.
So.
You said that you don't. You said it explains nothing. You don't have an explanation.
I didn't say anything explains. I said that literally all I have to do is explain to you is why
I
know.
And then I said it doesn't explain anything. And you said, yeah, I know.
No.
That's what happened.
No. Listen, if I did, I must have not heard what you actually said. And that's my bad. But listen, so we're talking about currently what evidence do we observe that scientists agree says the universe began?
So none whatsoever.
What scientists
you can make the argument that there is a timeline for the observable universe. Was there a universe before the inflation of our observable universe occurred? There's no reason to not think so.
Yeah, but that just pushes the question back forever. That's not really explaining anything at all, why anything exists at all. That's just pushing the question back forever.
But again, you're hung up on time. There are no moments of time. And you don't even have to go with B theory necessarily because quantum mechanics and general relativity are completely different. If a universe exists in a quantum state prior to inflation, then again, time as we understand it is just absolutely it doesn't occur like we understand it. So these philosophical questions just don't even belong.
Yeah, I know. And our current science.
Okay, well, if you know, then there's no problem.
No, listen, I'm telling you that there is a survey currently, scientific consensus, that the Big Bang was an absolute beginning of time. So we can't prove.
Tell
that
me the
time
survey.
Began.
And then when I look it up, it'll just be a survey of what people think.
It's the Copenhagen survey. I'll show you it. Here. It's hold on. Right here.
The 2025 Copenhagen survey on black holes and fundamental physics.
Yeah, that should be it.
68% define the Big Bang as a theory describing the evolution of the universe from a hot, dense state rather than as an absolute beginning of time. So it appears that you got this 100% backwards.
Yeah, I said that it doesn't, it evolved from a hot, dense state, but it's not an absolute beginning of time. What do you mean?
Maybe I'm misremembering what you said, but it seemed to me that what you were saying originally was that they do think that this was the beginning. I'm pretty sure that that's what you said.
No, I'm saying that
the survey says the opposite of that.
No, I said that currently in the most recent scientific survey, it's that 68% of participants agree that the beginning or...
Yeah. You said that they agree the universe had a beginning. That's not the case. They say
not the universe, time.
12,000 horsepower goal shift moving device.
And I'm on the actual site. I don't know why, like, I don't know where you're reading that from, but I'm on. And also, you didn't say anything that I said that was completely opposite. You said exactly
my point. Yes, I did. You said the scientists think that the Big Bang was the universe, says that the universe has a beginning. It says the opposite of that.
No, I said that scientifically, currently, science does not say that time began at the Big Bang. They're saying it's not an absolute beginning of time. So they're saying that they're not absolute certain that it was a beginning of all. I'm saying right now is that no, I don't know if time began or not, because you asked me. Yes, obviously I don't know whether time exists or not. It's based off the evidence that we observe scientifically. They say yes.
Let's just stop. I'm going to rewind the tape a little bit.
You know that time,
so we can hear what you actually
different
said.
From matter, right? And space.
Just
or some people like to say that space time are the same.
Can you just stop? Okay, we're going to rewind the tape a little bit here. Let's see. Oh, it's muted.
Time. What do you mean? Yeah, I said that it doesn't...
Oh, that was before I pulled it out. So this might take a minute, just so you know. But
agree, says the universe began. So we're talking about currently, what evidence do we observe that scientists agree says the universe began?
Can you hear me? Because I can literally hear myself.
Awkward. Did you hear what you just said there?
Observe that scientists agree says the universe began.
There you go. There's
yeah,
you,
I said
there's
scientifically.
You, there's you saying the opposite of what the survey said. And then this is you in the present.
No, the survey said that time did not begin, not the universe, you buffoon.
Buddy, like, you got caught in 1080p. Like, it's okay.
No, I said scientifically.
I don't stream in 4K.
Science interprets data, and we use that.
Now you're just talking about something completely different.
No, you went to a completely different talking point and then added on to this one. That's so weird.
Goodbye,
you
Ken.
Know for a fact that was a whole entire...
Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.